Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Battle it out at Croke Park in a bid to lift the Liam McCarthy this Sunday, but we want to find the better fans. I'm joined in studio by News Talk producer and proud Clare man, I should say, Sean Reedy, and of course a Rebel fanatic and the editor of Cork Bio, Joe O'Shea. Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good. I can see, Sean, your blood pressure was starting to rise there now as you were listening to The Banks of My Own Lovely Lee.
Yeah, I only agreed to do this segment if there was going to be a Clare song featured in it. I'll be raising this with the powers that be. Now, there's loads of Clare fans, the songs, Joe.
Have you tickets, right, Joe?
No, I don't. And if anybody's listening that has ever met me in my life, please stop calling me because I don't have any tickets.
Oh, I know.
No. It's gone crazy down here. It's all people are talking about, and it's the hunger for tickets for this game. I've never seen anything like it. I remember the glory days. I'm old enough to remember the glory days of the 70s and 80s, and it's nothing like that because Cork haven't won an All-Ireland title in 19 years, which seems almost crazy to say it, given our history and our pedigree as, you know, the home of hurling and the best hurling, you know, the aristocrats of the game. So it is... It's difficult. People are going mad down here, and there's no getting any tickets. It's crazy.
Sean Reedy here has a bag of them in the office. He's handing them out earlier on.
I have a printing press.
But you're sorted though, aren't you? I think you've...
I'm sorted, but in one way I do agree with Joe. The scramble for tickets this year has just been mental, and I suppose that's down to the fact that there's two teams in it that are not, you know, haven't been there in a while. To be fair to the Cork fans, wherever Cork are playing, whether it's in Páirc Uí Chaoimh or no matter what stand, they travel very, very well. And I just think that's added to it. It's added to the atmosphere over the last week that the pressure for tickets, the banter between the fans, the Cork fans being as loud and as in your face as any other fans in the country. But I think it's actually led to a really good atmosphere in the run up to an All Ireland final. And this is no disrespect to the teams that have been there over the last couple of years. Like Limerick have been amazing champions for the last 4 years. But I suppose when there's a new team in it, there's a new sense of excitement, and
absolutely,
it adds just an extra bit of banter.
Yeah. Go on, Joe.
Yeah, it's definitely the case because, like, you know, if Limerick were in it again this year, I mean, you know, no offense to Limerick, they're amazing, they have been amazing, but you wouldn't have the same level of anticipation. Mm-hmm. There are hurling fans all over the country who are really anticipating now, after a great, great run of games and Cork, you know, two titanic Cork-Limerick games and beat them twice, of course, they're anticipating one of the all-time classics. I just hope it kind of comes close if it gets anywhere near the level of expectation. And actually, the BBC are showing it as well, I think, for the first time live and in full. Mm. So if it gets anywhere near the level of anticipation, it's going to be a classic.
You had a story during the week, Joe, too, about the allocation of, was it returned All Ireland tickets?
Yeah, there was some tickets filtered back. You know, the way that they go out to every club or to a lot of clubs around the country, you know, it's the way the GAA allocates them. Well, some of them came back and they went on general sale, but nobody knew about it. But I think a few people, you know, the way you can set kind of notifications, you know, on your Ticketmaster accounts and on other accounts as well. So I think a few of them went on sale, but they were gone within seconds. Mm-hmm. There's also, for the first time ever, the Páirc Uí Chaoimh, they're doing a fan zone down there.
Which is a brilliant idea.
Brilliant idea, fantastic. It's for families, there's no alcohol, nothing. It's purely for families and it's great. They had 15,000 tickets. They were gone within a half an hour. And people were clamouring for those tickets as well. They're free as well. So that's a great thing for everybody who's going to be down in Páirc Uí Chaoimh to watch it, because there's so many families and so many fans that followed the Cork Hurlers all year and cannot get anywhere near a ticket.
And there's a big cost too, you know, with travelling to Dublin. What's the buzz like in Clare, Sean?
The buzz in Clare is unbelievable. And I think what makes it obviously sweeter is the last time Clare got to an All-Ireland was against Cork in 2013. As Joe just said there, the epicness of games, like the last time we played each other, you know, it went to a draw, last puck of the game, like unbelievable stuff. And then it went to a replay as an unbelievable match. And then just in the run up the last couple of weeks. And I think the fact that there's a real sentimental part in Clare at the moment, that for a lot of these players, they won their first All-Ireland in 2013. and 11 years later, some of them are still playing. Some of them, it could be their last ever year playing. And to be there and to be back and to be a Clare hurling fan, like this team over the last 4 years, like they've played unbelievable. They've lost two Munster finals. They have the most successful record in the round robin in Munster. And then they just fell short against Kilkenny in two semi-finals. And I think, especially after this year's Munster final loss, I think when Limerick beat us in the Munster final this year, I thought we were down and out. And I think they've showed good recovery. I thought they've showed good resilience and just the atmosphere. And I think what's great about this, and this is what's brilliant about the GAA, the fact that it's in every local community, every town, every village. I think it's unbelievable when you see buntings in towns and villages
That's
of only
great,
a couple of
yes.
hundred people and people volunteering. Like I know it's the football final, but I heard Joe Malloy speaking to someone on Off the Ball the other night who took time out of putting up bunting in Armagh to speak to him ahead of the football final.
Amazing.
And I just think stuff like that and being part of the community
yeah.
and having that sense of pride of where you're from is just really important.
Are you actually hunting still, Joe, to get your hands on tickets?
No, to be honest with you, I haven't had a chance to go to any of the games this year, and I honestly wouldn't. I'd feel bad about getting a ticket for the final and knowing that there's fans tearing their hair out.
God, you're very honest, match. Joe.
I know, well, you know, I have to be honest about it.
Yeah.
And I'll enjoy it. I lived in Dublin for 25 years and I went to loads of games in Croke Park. I had my time with all that kind of stuff and really enjoyed it. But there's real fans out there. I mean, there's huge, big fans out there that are really, really strained, like, you know, trying everything at the moment. So I'd feel bad going into the ground, you know, having not been to other games during the year.
I'd say there's loads of people that go total opposite now to Joe Sean. 100%.
Yeah, no, there is. And like the thing about it is, as Joe says, like I know, like in my own family, there's a genuine fan still missing a ticket. So
oh,
if there's anybody
God.
Out there, text Dee outside and she'll send me the ticket. But
yeah.
No, it is. And it's really hard to see people that have been not only going to matches all this year, but going to matches for generations
and not able to get there. Well, on that, people know, listeners know, we have a pair of tickets to give away for Sunday here at News Talk as well. So look, if you want to be there, all you have to do, just don the county colours, send us a video, a WhatsApp, tell us why are you the best Clare or Cork fan, and just WhatsApp that picture into us, 087 1400 106. We are going to announce that winner later on today. You can get the details too on News Talk FM, that's on X or on Instagram, and may the best fan win. What's your favourite hurling memory, Joe? Your final hurling memory for yourself over the years?
I was at the double year at both games, and my late father was at those, and his brother played in All-Ireland final with Christy Ring. So that's a very special memory to me.
That's lovely.
But any of the walk downs after the game and going into Mulligan's for a pint after winning All Ireland final, they're very, very happy memories of those days.
Sean.
It's weird. One of my greatest hurling memories is actually a time when Clare lost the Munster final. It was the first final after the pandemic. It was 2021. Clare and Limerick played, I would say, one of the best hurling matches ever in Semple Stadium. I don't know if any of your listeners remember Tony Kelly chipped a sideline ball from over the bar in the dying stages of the game to bring it to extra time. And just being involved in that spectacle in the stadium that day, I remember someone who went, was a tourist, met them in the train station after, and they were like, that atmosphere is like nothing
yeah.
I've never experienced before.
Amazing.
I think the part of doing it as well with your friends, your family, the people you grew up with, the people that you might not see, you know, all year round, but you see them at a GAA match. I think they're the type of memories that make the GAA really special.
What's your score predictions?
Oh, God. Unlike the Cork fans who think they're going to run away with a 7 or 8 point win, I think it's going to be very, very tight. And I think Clare are going to just scrape the win by 1 or 2 points.
Joe?
Well, you know, we're famously humble. I'm not saying Cork are definitely going to win the All-Ireland on Sunday, but Cork are definitely going to win the All-Ireland.
I love it. Well, listen, we started with a Cork song. We better end with a Clare in the interests of just keeping the peace here in the station with my colleagues. As always, though, Sean Reedy, News Talk producer and proud Clareman and Rebel fan, and of course, too, the editor of Cork Bio, Joe O'Shea. Best of luck to you both. Thanks a million for joining us here in the programme. I've no doubt we'll talk about this on Monday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.